Lecture 15. Economy and Society of Imperial Athens.
In this lecture, I plan to look at the Athenian imperial economy and society during the 5th century BC. And this is a lecture that involves a fair amount of technical discussion. It will include what statistics we have, and some of these statistics are well accepted. Others represent my own estimates, and in the opinion of some, guesses or even imaginative guesses. And the reason for this is that we do not have an ancient author who writes on economic matters in the fashion of a modern economist or in a modern economic historian. While Thucydides puts remarkable stress on what he calls tekremata, that is resources, economic power, and he goes through great lengths to discuss how important Athenian financial resources were in waging war, he really doesn't give us the type of information we would like to know on the inner workings of the Athenian economy, how tribute was collected, how did public expenditures get into the markets, how were markets stimulated, what were the types of products that were most important. Much of this type of information has to be gleaned from other sources. Some of it comes from inscriptions. A great deal of it comes from archaeology, and archaeology is constantly changing our impressions of the ancient world's economy. Some of what I'm saying is ultimately going to be tentative because archaeology, especially a cumulative effect of archaeology, a number of excavations and surveys could modify some of the impressions and conclusions I give in this lecture. But that's in the distant future, probably. Furthermore, information is obtained from coins, from reading through the literary sources, particularly the orators of the 4th century BC. So what we're giving is a composite, to some extent, pieced together from sources stretching from the 6th through the 4th century BC. And I will try to give some idea of how did economic life change in Athens in the Aegean world during the time of the imperial age of Pericles and the Peloponnesian War. Because I do think the 5th century represents a significant point in the economic life of the ancient world. Athens is the first state, in my opinion, to monetize its markets. That is, daily markets took place in the Athenian Empire and in Athens itself with the use of coins as the main medium of exchange. And even when products were being bartered, all the prices and values would have been calculated in coin. And this is a very important step in economic life. Furthermore, Athens based her wealth primarily on seaborne commerce. That is an important point which raises a wider debate on the nature of the ancient economy. So all of these issues about the impact of the Delian League, the imperial revenues on Athenian economic life is really central to a wider debate on economic life in the ancient world. So given our sources, which are not the best, the closest we have is a tract by Xenophon on economics and fiscal, that is, it's called the revenues. Aristotle makes comments. But given these sources, let us look at several major topics in this lecture. I want to first sketch out what is the debate on the ancient economy and how does Athens fit into this. Then I wish to look at what are the types of pressures or demands that are stimulating the economy, how does the imperial experience play into this, and then let's take a look at the benefits and the sophistication of that Athenian economy, and then close with some thoughts of comparing Athens to the Peloponnesian League, and whether these economic interests in any way made the war inevitable, as Thucydides argued. So that is coming back ultimately to the initial issue of this course, was the growth of Athenian power, for which we could read economic and fiscal power, one of the reasons for the outbreak of the Peloponnesian War. Well, as to the ancient economy, the current debate revolves around two positions. One is a position I would characterize as minimalist. It goes back to a very important set of essays published by Moses Finley, known as The Ancient Economy. And he has taken a position, as have a number of British historians, many of them using socialist models for analysis, that Athens and Sparta both should be really classified as underdeveloped economies by our standards.